In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, and I'm sorry I don't have a trumpet fanfare at ready to welcome Emily Ash Lamb as our new permanent co-host on the KSRO Good Food Hour, filling the unfillable shoes of John Ash. But thank you for coming aboard.
I'm so happy to be here, Steve, and thank you.
It's so lovely how you've grown up, because I first met you when, like, 1988, 89, when Dad came aboard as the Good Food Hour co-host, and you were a youngster. You weren't 5 years old, but you were much younger.
I was little, yeah.
And since then, in the last 37, 38 years, you have spent a large portion of your career in the world of culinary.
I sure have. God, I'm old. Yeah. How did that happen?
It's all relative.
It's all.
So could you give us a little thumbnail sketch? Because people are really interested. They don't know you. You've been on the show with John.
Have.
He was a number of times. Yep. You've been with us a number of times over
through the years. Mm-hmm.
But you were just basically introduced as Emily Ash Lamb, and that was it. But you've spent a long time in the world of culinary.
I have, sort of, like it or not, I guess. I started out, I think, truly my... My world started on the stage. I was a dancer as a kid and loved theater, and that transfers well to the world of hospitality. The one area my dad always said was just stay out of the kitchen, just stay in the front of the house. So I kind of did, and started at his restaurant when I was about 16, 17 on the weekends. Worked my way up there.
In the front of the house.
In the front of that. Well, I started as a busser, as a hostess, moved my way up to a server, did all that, started work. Anyway, sort of learned everything I could there. Moved to San Francisco and worked at the craziest restaurant on Pier 39 there. Made more money than I've ever made anywhere in my life. It was called Neptune's Palace, where you could look at the sea lions and eat chowder and tourists all day, and ran my little butt off. And they were just
throwing buckets of money at you.
Well, it was just so many people. It was just so many people that I loved that. It was a blast. But
it wasn't like fine. Dining.
It was on its way. It was the nicest place on Pier 39. It was kind of the higher, anyway, not there anymore. From there, moved to New York City, where I was still, or excuse me, actually, I moved to Santa Cruz and kept pursuing theater while actually making a living in the restaurant and worked at the Shadowbrook restaurant there.
The famous Shadowbrook. I celebrated my birthday.
Where Steve
there.
Garner had his birthday
I
recently.
I never visited before, but it blew
Lovely
my mind.
Spot.
It's multi-tiered.
Yes, a little gondola that goes down to it, right
you
on the water.
There?
I sure did. I think I was, if I remember, I'm pretty sure I was the third female server they'd had in like 50 years of business. It was all men. It was quite a team, but
it was the old boys club.
It was definitely the old boys club, mm-hmm. as many restaurants are. Worked there. I also worked in a bakery there. I kept just kind of honing my skills. Moved to New York and went to theater school and worked at Danny Meyer's restaurant, Union Square Cafe. Also busy all the time, just line out the door every time. Worked for another chef there named Tom Valenti at a restaurant called West. O-U-E-S-T is the spelling of that one. Another great chef. And then moved to L.A., still kind of going, can I give this theater thing a whirl? But I always loved food. I'm my dad's kid, and I was always part of it. And I, was in the kitchen as well as the front of the house all the time. And I worked at a restaurant called Campanile, Nancy Silverton and Mark Peel.
World famous
right next to La Brea Bakery. The original was part of the restaurant. Sure had a blast working there and working for them. And then helped open Kraft, Tom Colicchio's restaurant.
Another famous restaurant.
Another one. Yeah, I worked for a lot of amazing chefs, not only my dad. And then I'm almost done, I promise. But I took a little pivot. I needed a break from the restaurant. I started doing floral design for restaurants, which was kind of just a cool endeavor, and then moved back up here. I had a couple of kids and decided it was time to come back to Sonoma County.
Then you loved the bouquet of roses that Greg Laurie brought in this morning.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Absolutely. And then had the good fortune of working for Corbell for many years here out in Guerneville.
Were you kind of the event manager and tasting room?
The hospitality director manager. There. Had a blast working there. Many great people, great
And
memory.
I would assume you probably did a lot of wine and sparkling, food and sparkling wine pairing, possibly?
Food and sparkling wine pairing was the bulk of what I was doing, probably. Yeah. Well, and I wasn't the chef, so I was working with chefs there. But also, you know, I think, like I was saying, my love of theater transfers well into events and food and wine and all, you know, setting the stage for a great experience. So I think that was a good transfer for me. And just rounding it out, and then I'll shut up about me, is out at McAvoy Ranch now as their director of hospitality, another amazing place with amazing people and amazing product, and doing what I do.
People that don't know McAvoy, what are they famous for?
Oh, sorry. McAvoy Ranch olive oil, of course. And we are out there with the trees and milling right there on the spot. And, you know, in my opinion, best olive oil in the world. My dad also a pretty big fan. And
it's a chosen spot.
It's really an amazing spot to come
It's
out
open to.
To
the public?
Sure is. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Every day. We are open every day. We have a downtown outlet.
In Petaluma.
In Petaluma, uh-huh. Yep. And all kinds of good stuff.
Are you still doing a line of wine? I know that years ago you were doing wine.
We are. We're not growing the grapes out there, but we have a winemaker that makes our wines for us. And gorgeous labels, wonderful wines, a nice little library, and they're great. Yeah.
So that's what you do 5 days a week. And then on Saturday, you are here just like Dad used to be. He would
sure
be out
am.
And about gallivanting around the world and globe and doing other things. And then Saturday morning, he occupied that chair. And
it's did.
Thrilling for me, gratifying that you are in this chair now, Emily. It's very exciting.
I
know our listeners are extremely excited.
Oh, I'm so happy
to get to know you and listen to what you have to say about the world of culinary, because she has a lot to say, which is very exciting. We're going to take a quick break, tell you about a very exciting event that's coming up this Wednesday. It's new to Sonoma County, but it's been around about 15 years, and there might be some tickets available. Not sure at this point, but let me tell you about it, because I'm privileged to be one of the judges in this exciting culinary competition. Coming up in just a few minutes, one of the legacy restaurants here in Sonoma County that we first had on the show in 1991 is back for a visit to welcome Emily Ashlam to the Good Food Hour.
At Paradise Pet Resort in Rohnert Park and Santa Rosa, your pets get more than just care. They get a vacation of their own. Dogs in daycare or boarding enjoy all-day play with no extra fees to join the fun. That's right, no hidden charges, just happy tails and wagging hearts. Our loving, attentive staff makes every pet feel at home, whether they're running in group play or relaxing on our radiant heated floors. Need grooming? We've got you covered with full-service grooming for dogs and cats. And it's not just pups. We offer small animal boarding, too, for your cats, birds, reptiles, bunnies, and more. Want to check in on your furry friend? No problem. Our live webcams let you watch the playtime from wherever you are. Stop by for a tour. We'd love to show you around. And remember, your first day of daycare is free. Choose Paradise Pet Resort, where your pets play, stay, and feel at home. Paradise Pet Resort, where tails wag and fun never ends.
Paradise Pet Resort.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9701. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9701. That's 800-507-9701. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Starting your own business can be challenging, but Exchange Bank is here to help. Hi, I'm Jim Curry, branch manager at Exchange Bank, where we invest in Sonoma County. That means helping local businesses to get started and keep growing. A small business loan from Exchange Bank can make all the difference when you're getting a new business off the ground and as you meet the challenges along the way. Here's Drea from DH Wine Compliance.
Since 2011, we've trusted Exchange Bank to help grow our business. From a line of credit to a commercial loan for our new property, they've been there every step of the way. Customer support is always fast, friendly, and thorough, and we love the personal touch we get. With Exchange Bank, we're confident we've got a partner we can count on for years to come.
If you own or are starting a small business, Exchange Bank is here for you. Visit exchangebank.com for more information. Exchange Bank, investing in Sonoma County since 1890. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 643948. All loans are subject to credit approval.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Emily Ash Lamb, our new co-host. This is her first day. And Look, she doesn't even have the jitters.
I'm rolling. But we're doing it.
But now that you have told me, and now I'm aware that you had a theater background, you're very comfortable being in front of people. You didn't have stage fright when the mic was on.
I guess not. Sometimes,
no,
yeah. But no, I like it. Yeah.
The 2025 Lord of Rice competition, world-class culinary chef's competition, is this coming Wednesday, the 10th of September from 6 to 8 at Grotta Italian Eatery.
Aha.
See, I'm keeping in the Italian theme this morning. The 2024 Lord of Rice, Chef Miller will be there, Chef Foster, Chef Schroeder, Chef Verez, Chef Alm, Chef Buttercup. You know Buttercup, don't you?
I sort of.
Nito?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Great chocolatier.
Yes.
Signature cocktails crafted by Grotta's own bartender. There's live music. There will be judges, one of which will be me.
Mm-hmm.
I attended last year, and it was really exciting at Kendall Jackson.
Very cool.
And this year, it's been moved to Windsor. And it's pretty outstanding. It is, this morning, sold out,
yeah.
I was informed. But you can be waitlisted for it. It's, nowadays when you're looking at hundreds of dollars for these type of things, I think it's $50.
It's really affordable, and you get to try all the dishes, right? A cocktail,
you get to
cruise around, and it can't be just rice, right? Are they doing like risotto? Or are they doing it's kind of whatever they want.
Any
right?
rendition, iteration, whatever cuisine features rice, that's the exciting thing about this competition,
right.
is showcasing the versatility of rice worldwide,
right.
and its thousands of years history.
Yeah.
We kind of take it for granted
when
it's plopped on the plate at the Chinese restaurant, and we don't realize how versatile and exciting it can be.
It can be.
And these chefs are battling for rice supremacy,
yeah.
so to speak.
And
so,
quite a prize, am I right?
It's pretty cool because they get to be a judge at the World Rice
yeah.
Festival. This is really wild, which is held in November in Cambodia.
Cambodia, that's
yeah.
right.
It's astounding. But people should go online and look at Lord of Rice competition, and you can find out the whole history. It's been going on for quite a while in other areas of the country.
That's what I read, but like 25 years or something.
Since
yeah.
2010 or so.
Yeah.
And just recently started in Santa Rosa and now to Windsor. So Sonoma County's become at least the de facto home for the contest for a while. So just go online and you can find information, and maybe you'll be one of the lucky folks to get on the wait list and then possibly attend this. So it's pretty cool. Grotta is on Windsor River Road in Windsor, the Lord of Rice Culinary Competition. And hopefully, if all goes according to plan, we will have the winner on the show next Saturday.
Great.
Well, who are these people?
Hello.
They just crashed into the studio.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Well, we're back. It sounds like we're back. We were off, and then we're suddenly back, right as I was introducing Linda.
Hello, Steve. Good morning.
We'll try again.
And who's the gentleman, the handsome gentleman you brought with you?
This is Luca. Yeah.
Your English has really improved.
After 4 years.
We had the pleasure, John Ash and I, introducing Linda and Luca when they opened Cafe Chidi in Kenwood back in 1991. Am I correct?
1990, actually. Yeah.
Well, you opened in the fall of 1990.
Correct.
And my wife and I dined out in Kenwood because we heard great reviews from friends that lived in Glen Ellen. And so we went out and we were knocked out.
Aww.
Because it had been, what, Belmonte's Delicatessen before?
Yes.
For years.
Correct.
And then you came in and just shook up the whole valley with the type of food you were offering. It truly was family-style, marvelous, real Italian food. And over many years became the place for weddings, celebrations, anniversaries, bar mitzvahs, high school graduations. Didn't it become the place that people went?
You're making me feel very old right now, Steve.
Well, I mean,
I think
now,
that's his job.
Yeah, you know, my grandparents used to take me to your restaurant. But that's the joy of seeing generations.
Well, that's what happens. I have kids come in now that say, I was just a little kid, and you were my favorite place. And
our son, who's 53 years old,
there you
when he heard that you were going to be on today, he lives in Chicago, in Washington, D.C., said, I'm going to be listening online.
Because it was
the spot that I would take dates to and all kinds of.
We were a great first date spot.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, we actually had a proposal happen. And those folks came back, and they've come back for their anniversary every year.
That's so sweet. Yeah.
It's really exciting.
Yeah.
So when John and I started doing a live in-studio interviews, when the show started in 88, 89, 90, we only just schmoozed, John Ash and I, for the whole hour. We would never shut up about what we were cooking, what we were doing. And then in 90 or so, we said, well, why don't we start having guests come in? We did.
Great idea.
Yeah, why don't we share that with some other people? And we said, okay, starting in 91, we're going to start having guests on. And by that time, I had dined at Cafe Chidi, and I said, well, we have to have them on. But there was another guest that preceded you, and that was Peter Reinhardt, who started Brother Juniper's Cafe in Forestville. And John had been purchasing the bread for John Ash and Company.
Yep.
And he suggested Peter Reinhardt. He said,
sure.
Oh, you got to have this guy on. So it was Peter in early March, February, and then we had Linda and Luca on in March of 1991.
Second guests ever.
It's so crazy.
And Luca, you were kind of struggling with English at that.
I wasn't speaking that much.
No. Sounds great now.
Well, we did something fun. This was his first time really being on the radio and talking, and I asked listeners, if there's any Italian speakers out there, please call and just speak some Italian to Luca. And we had three or four people call within 25 minutes.
I love it. Should we do it again? No.
Maybe he's forgotten his Italian by this time.
I'll never forget that. Never.
So you were in Kenwood for years and years, and then a few years back with the pandemic hitting, and then the restaurant needed retrofitting, and then the fire, right?
Oh, yes.
It fell on, it was tough.
The trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was tough. We were very sad to leave Kenwood. It was our home for 30 years.
Wow.
And, you know, we had a wonderful local following as far as, and, you know, wineries that would send us folks all the time. And, you know, we really sort of grew up there. Mm-hmm. When we started, we were, you know, in our 20s. We really didn't know what we were doing. We just knew we loved to cook, and we had all these family recipes. We spent our honeymoon gathering recipes and then came back and started this place. And, you know, folks were just great. We had customers that would come in and see we were busy, and they'd start picking up plates and bussing tables for us. And I had one customer who always had a wallet full of cash, so I was like, do you have any change? Do you have any change? I'm out of change at the register.
I love it.
You know, this is back in the day when people actually paid cash.
Right, right.
And people would pitch in, and, you know, they just were so great about helping us succeed and really took us into their arms as far as being a neighborhood restaurant. So.
Well, I think people really felt an ownership of the restaurant, more than just a place they went out for dinner.
Thank you. Yeah.
So when the time came and the owners of the property were going to redevelop it, needed a plumbing, electrical, the fires, the pandemic.
They needed a floor that didn't slant.
And the floor that didn't slant. And, you know, I must tell you, my wife and I, we were at the restaurant in Kenwood the night that you were closing. As we were having our meal, the servers were coming around, stacking chairs onto the table. And my wife, Nanette, and I said, what's going on? And they said, tonight's the last night of service.
Yeah, and you know what? We ended up actually having our last dinner there as a family that night.
Well, we were there too.
And after hours, it was my daughter's birthday, and the kids had come up, and we had dinner on the patio with us and the staff and my kids, and little did we know that was going to be our last meal.
Last meal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, since then, you have reopened. We had you on, John and I had you on about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, talking about you identified a property in Santa Rosa. It's right at the corner of Farmers Lane and 4th Street, right there.
Yep.
And it used to be Whole Pie.
Correct, for a short time.
And we had Trish on the show who owned Whole Pie. And she made some great lemon meringue pie, by the way.
I heard about that.
But she vacated that space, and then you came in. And it was only takeout initially, wasn't it?
Well, it was at the height of COVID.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that was back when we were still, you know, wiping our mail.
Right. And our groceries.
And our groceries.
Gosh.
Yeah, Luca was sanitizing all the dollar bills in his wallet.
Yeah. Gosh, yep.
So, yeah, we left Kenwood in October of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So, clearly at the height of the craziness. And then it took us about 6 months to get our permits and put in the kitchen where we are now.
And you opened in 2021?
Correct.
Yeah, because you were on in fall of 2020 with John and me, and you said, we hope to be open by Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And because of permitting and everything
there was nobody in the offices.
Everybody was
out with COVID, so things were just sitting on people's desks, and ended up taking a lot longer than we thought. So we opened in May of 2021.
Right.
Nice.
And a lot of your customers have found you. And that client base has traveled with you from Kenwood to Santa Rosa.
Yes, we've been lucky in that regard. And then the amount of people that in Santa Rosa that, you know, never made the long trek out to Kenwood.
All 6 minutes
of
it, huh?
I
have to tell you, this is funny you should say this, because I have friends, a lot of friends in Windsor and Healdsburg. Mm-hmm. And they, when I told them about you were going to be on, they said, oh, we've heard that. We never went. And I said, well, why? I said, it was way out in Kenwood.
I hear many times. Yeah.
So funny.
Like, yeah, 40 minutes.
Only in traffic.
I can't drive that far. Yeah. So thank you for coming. And this is momentous to have you back. It's the first time since you reopened that we've had you back on the show.
Thank you so much for having us at this momentous occasion.
And to welcome Emily aboard.
Thank you. Welcome, Emily.
So nice.
We thought that kind of bookending historically from 91 with you with John on the show, and now the first show with Emily, to have you back would be...
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here.
We are honored.
Thank you. Me as well. Thank you.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and, oh my gosh, you brought some food.
Yay.
And we also have a toast, which we're going to pop in just a sec. Well, it's actually a screw cap, but it's still good. It's still very good juice. We'll do that as we welcome the Cafe Chiti folks, Linda and Luca and Emily Ashlam. I'm Steve Garner. Thanks for listening this morning. More to come.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
I finally feel like myself again.
I hear Sarah's story all the time.
After years of putting everyone else first, kids, work, life, I felt deflated, emotionally and physically. I finally said yes to me.
For Sarah and so many others, we performed a simple, elegant breast lift. No implants, just her natural shape, beautifully restored.
Now when I look in the mirror, I smile. There's no exaggeration, just a happier me.
Thank you, Dr. Tom.
Voted best cosmetic surgeon in Sonoma County 10 years in a row by the Press Democrat. And best cosmetic surgeon in Marin, Sonoma, and Napa counties by North Bay Biz Magazine. Dr. Tom sets himself apart by using local anesthesia, which means less post-op pain and faster recovery. His patients feel cared for because they are. Call 707-542-8346 or visit drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
Let's stay young together.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
It's summer in the North Bay.
Let ARS Roofing and Gutters ensure your home stays protected.
ARS is your premier choice for roofing and gutter needs in Sonoma and Marin counties. Under the leadership of President and CEO Letitia Hanke, ARS is not just a roofing expert, it's a community-driven force.
Did you know that Letitia Hanke founded the Lime Foundation?
This nonprofit organization is making a real impact on the lives of our youth and seniors through programs like the Next Gen Trades Academy. The Next Gen Trades Academy introduces underserved and at-risk youth to alternative career paths in the trades, creating opportunities and transforming lives.
But let's not forget about your roof needs.
ARS is equipped for routine maintenance, repairs, and emergencies. Save our 24-hour hotline number, 707-584-5900. Trust ARS to keep you protected year-round.
More info at arsroofing.com.
ARS Roofing and Gutters, cultivating connections within our community year-round.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following a relatively clear and cool night, we can anticipate partly cloudy skies to give us daytime highs in the high 70s. Later this evening, we can look to a few passing clouds to leave us with overnight lows in the mid-50s. Looking ahead, this current cooling trend is expected to run through at least Thursday afternoon. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with the Chitis, Linda and Luca from Cafe Chiti, welcoming Emily Ashlam to the program. Hi, Steve. Congratulations on Emily joining TGF. You sound great, a natural performer. I know that Steve is thrilled you've come aboard. You all will make a fantastic team. Thank you to Jamie listening online from
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Washington.
And folks listening from board. So I know this doesn't quite have the romance, the pomp and circumstance of popping a cork, but I'm going to screw cap this open. Let's see.
Let's do it. Oh, that one's pretty good.
Did you hear that?
I liked it. I'll tell you a quick funny story that in restaurants, when all the screw caps started coming up, I knew waiters that would like roll it down their arm to try to do some kind of romantic opening. So I think you did pretty good, Steve.
What? How did you do it when you had to do screw caps?
Pretty much like what you just
did. Oh, you just kind of opened
behind
it.
My back. Oh.
Well, I know there was a lot of resistance from diners going, I want a good wine. I don't want a screw cap wine.
Definitely.
But now some of the great wines produced anywhere are now screw caps.
Absolutely.
So we're drinking today a fine vintage. It's the Villa Italia, product of Italy, because of our Italian guest here this morning. This is Italian grapefruit soda, right? Because we can't be drunk on the air. And this is produced by Galvania in Rimini, Italy. Do you know Rimini?
Rimini.
Rimini, Italy. Have you heard of that before?
A little.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's pretty famous, actually.
Okay, well, I don't know this. Is it famous?
Rimini and Riccione, they are pretty famous. Yeah.
Okay.
What's it famous for?
For beaches, ocean. Yeah.
Oh. And grapefruit soda.
Yeah. And grapefruit soda. Villa Italia.
So here you are,
Thank
Emily.
You. Okay.
So I'm going to toast to Emily.
Aw. Thank Yay. You.
Well, and toast to Linda and Luca.
Thank
Linda
you.
Linda and Luca, thank you.
And to John.
And to John.
Thank you.
John,
you
we enjoy
Dad.
This.
We miss you.
Mmm.
It's delicious.
It's a good vintage.
Oh, it's good. It actually tastes grapefruity.
So what is the top five sellers at Cafe Chidi over the last 30 years plus?
Chicken.
Well, yeah, chicken. We have a few of them
Ravioli,
here for you tonight.
Actually.
Today, I should say.
That rosemary sage chicken that
yes,
I love
so good.
Much.
And the garlic. Don't forget the garlic.
And the Caesar salad.
The Caesar
Whenever
salad.
We'd go to Chidi, my wife would say, oh, I don't have to see anybody tomorrow. I'm gonna order the Caesar, because this was Caesar like you really want it mm-hmm. to be.
Yes.
So it's still very popular. And also I remember the polenta fries. Mm-hmm.
Polenta, the lasagna, the ravioli, the gnocchi. Those are yep. sort of
And of course, we have dessert coming a little bit later, and they're
yes,
great
we do.
Too. So what should we start with?
Well, actually, we brought you one of our starters, our special starters this week. This is Luca's burrata.
You make
made,
this,
right?
make this?
Yes.
Yeah, so he
For gorgeous. Those that don't know, what is burrata?
So it's mozzarella with the stracciatella creamy center. And Ooh. Then we're serving it on a bed of arugula with some local cherry tomatoes, some Castelvetrano olives. Mm. And the meat, you see, is bresaola, which is a cured
beef. Thank you for correcting me. I was used to say braciola.
No,
bresaola.
It's bresaola. Yeah. And what is it exactly?
Is the part is the neck part of the beef? It's cured with grappa, then this salt and pepper.
Mm.
Wow!
Oh, it's so good.
The
burrata is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good, good.
So is this on the menu?
This is on the menu. Yes, we're gonna have it until the tomatoes are great and until he keeps feeling like making the burrata.
And you can buy just. You can buy just a ball of mozzarella from you, just almost as a side.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Can you do the same with burrata? You
exactly.
can choose either
yes.
one, right?
Okay. So you order this to go? You could order the burrata to go?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you can. Good. We do everything to
and
go.
Do you make the focaccia in house?
Focaccia is made fresh.
It's still warm.
It's still warm.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
I know.
Yeah, we
right.
make it fresh every day.
So
I like
just,
my new job.
So let me just, don't listen, but I need to tell Emily something. It's not like this every Saturday.
Okay. Well, maybe we can work on that. Maybe.
Exactly.
Because yeah. this is awesome.
She's saying, what a gig. I didn't know what my dad was doing every Saturday.
Seriously.
This is pretty cool.
We deliver, Emily, just so you know.
Hallelujah. What's your delivery area?
Well, so actually we do a couple things. We do an in-house delivery where we offer free delivery to our Oakmont customers.
Oh, every day of the week?
No, on Wednesdays.
All right.
Yeah. And so actually Luca brings those orders out to the folks in Oakmont. And then
you bring it yourself.
Mm-hmm. They're a whole customer of us, and mm-hmm. We just
want
to keep doing them.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How sweet.
Yeah. And then, of course, we're partnered with Uber Eats and DoorDash and
all of them.
Yep. Through our website. If you go to our website, you can select pickup or delivery.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That's great. So no one has to be deprived of Cafe Chidi.
And you know what I love on your DoorDash or your takeout menu is that you can get all the little sides. You can get a side of dressing. You can get a side of olive oil and vinegar. I always,
yes.
I'm a sides. I like all the little sauces and extras and to do it myself. So I love that you put all that on there.
Good. Well, I'm constantly being told of things to add. Yeah. So it's a work in progress.
That never ends, does
no,
it?
No, it
never.
Doesn't.
Never
it doesn't. It doesn't.
But we don't want it to end.
So I think probably the four most popular words you hear is, why don't you put on?
Yes.
Or
exactly.
five words, whatever.
Yes.
Yes, that's a great idea. Thanks.
Uh-huh,
we'll think
uh-huh.
about that.
And you'll come every day, right?
To buy it, exactly.
What is our next platter of food?
Okay, well, what you have here are our famous Luca's ravioli.
Oh, gosh. Makes these in the house?
Yes, we make the ravioli in-house, and the filling honey is...
Chard and the ricotta cheese.
Mm.
They are beautiful, wow. Giant raviolis. They're really gorgeous. Yeah.
Aren't they?
Thank you.
Yeah. Sometimes they're sold the little tiny raviolis. What's the use?
What's the use? Oh. You're going to, oh, and it's so good.
Yeah.
And
so you're having them here with the chiti sauce, which is our signature sauce. It's a creamy tomato with fresh basil. Mm. But you can get them with any sauce of your choice.
Meat sauce, pesto.
You have a lot of selections. You have
Bolognese?
Bolognese.
Alfredo,
Bolognese. You can get them with pesto. You can get them with whatever sauce we offer.
Mix up the fillings, or is it always this filling?
So we do.
It's always. But we can do some special, too. We do like with fish or browns or any kind of fish.
Oh. Yeah.
We run specials in the fall. We'll do like a pumpkin ravioli.
Pumpkin ravioli.
Crab ravioli during the season.
Oh, how beautiful. And what's for the side of this?
So those are gnocchi. That's the
potato dumplings.
Potato dumplings. And we have those for you with our classic bolognese. Boy. That's our meat sauce.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. I love trying all kinds of foods, but I feel like your food is what I crave. This is what I'm like.
Thank you.
When I need a little comfort, a little something, it's this. Yeah.
I know there's nothing more appealing than hearing a broadcaster chewing and talking. <as you're trying. laughs> But talk about your lovely patio. It was a really a beautiful work of love.
Thank you. So as you mentioned earlier, we did start out doing just takeout, and we did that for about a year. And then once COVID cleared and we had the go green light, we decided to go back to some dining. So what we have is just a little patio. It is covered. It is heated, so we can use it year-round. It's actually really quite cozy out there, in the winter.
You've been to that patio, haven't you, Emily?
I've been there, and it sort of backs up to the creek there, too, right?
Which is really sweet. So in the summer, it's great because it's pretty sheltered and shady, and it stays reasonably, cool with the temperatures. By the time we open, it's usually good. And in the wintertime, we close up the curtains, and we turn on the heat, and you hear the rain on the roof, and it's really pretty kind of cool.
That's how when I went it was. Yeah. It was actually a little drizzly the one time that I've actually sat out there, but it was just lovely. Okay. It was gorgeous.
Thank you.
So you open in the afternoon, late afternoon?
So we open late afternoon because we are next to Hank's Creekside, and breakfast and lunch, lot cannot take two of us being open all day.
So they close about 3 or something, don't they? Or 2?
Most people clear out about, between 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. And then we open at 4:30. And like I said, we do dine-in, takeout, and delivery.
Reservations or no?
Well, the space is so small, so that's the problem, is it's really hard to take reservations.
Is it about 10 tables or how? And not even that?
Seven.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah.
But, on a good night, we can turn them 2 or 3 times and still, serve 40 or 50 people. Yeah. In the summertime, I have a little area out front where we set up a few extra overflow tables. the one thing I encourage people when they have a group is that, to do our catering. We can deliver. Luca will bring it over, and he'll toss your salad and help set it up for you. And that's a way that I've been able to try to continue those special occasions that everybody used to love to celebrate with us. 50th anniversaries and birthdays and whatnot. So we actually have 2 this afternoon we're doing in Kenwood.
Yeah. You got a busy day.
Yeah.
Both in Kenwood,
Look how relaxed they are this morning.
I know.
But they've done thousands of these songs.
Well, they're pros. Yeah. They know what they're doing.
Are you open every day?
We are only open 5 days a week now because I have one staff, and it's really actually pretty cool because it's a lot easier to keep a handle on. And when we were out in Kenwood, we had like 25 employees. We were open 7 days a week, lunch and dinner. It's hard to be there 24/7.
Of course.
So this is a little bit easier to handle, and we're so blessed we have the best staff.
You really do. I have to say, I've gone in a few times for takeout. I've only sat on the patio once, but I've picked up a few times, and every time it feels like your restaurant in Kenwood. It feels warm. You feel like, I'm just getting takeout, but they're being so kind.
They're with us for 27, 30 years.
They're very kind, very sweet.
We're very fortunate, and we strive, and this is what Luke and I have always liked to do is make people feel like they're just coming over for dinner.
Well, that's the feeling. 5 days a week. Is it Wednesday through?
Tuesday through Saturday.
Tuesday through Saturday.
So we're closed Sunday and Monday.
Okay. And 4:30 till 9?
Yeah.
4:30 to, so down the weekdays, 7:30, pretty much it's ghost town.
Okay.
We go 8 o'clock Friday and Saturday night, but you can order or sit down until then. And so,
oh, wonderful.
And order ahead, which is cool, too. If you're like, I don't know what I'm doing for dinner on Friday, you can order a couple days ahead and just be like, I got it. I'm ready.
Absolutely. And we encourage that, especially with the chickens and the some things that we only make a certain amount every day. Right. So.
Welcoming Emily Ash Lamb as our permanent co-host at the Good Food Hour. Thrilled to have her taking over from Chef John Ash. And the Cheeties are here. Linda and Luca, we first had them on the show in 1991, about 4 months after they opened in Kenwood. And they've reopened several years ago in Santa Rosa, one of our favorite guests in the entire world. And so a perfect kickoff for the September 6th.
At Paradise Pet Resort in Rohnert Park and Santa Rosa, your pets get more than just care. They get a vacation of their own. Dogs in daycare or boarding enjoy all-day play with no extra fees to join the fun. That's right, no hidden charges, just happy tails and wagging hearts. Our loving, attentive staff makes every pet feel at home, whether they're running in group play or relaxing on our radiant heated floors. Need grooming? We've got you covered with full-service grooming for dogs and cats. And it's not just pups. We offer small animal boarding, too, for your cats, birds, reptiles, bunnies, and more. Want to check in on your furry friend? No problem. Our live webcams let you watch the playtime from wherever you are. Stop by for a tour. We'd love to show you around. And remember, your first day of daycare is free. Choose Paradise Pet Resort, where your pets play, stay, and feel at home. Paradise Pet Resort, where tails wag and fun never ends.
Paradise Pet Resort.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-515-4402. 800-515-4402. 800-515-4402.
It's happening now, the parking lot sale at A Hot Tub Place. That's right, parking lot sale September 6th and 7th. All soft tubs and Vita Spas will be sold. Soft tubs' best kept secret, the new Poseidon X Spa, will be thousands under retail. A Hot Tub Place has the most energy efficient tubs on the market. Choose your model. Call A Hot Tub Place for more info, 707-528-3061. A Hot Tub Place, 840 Piner Road. Parking lot sale on now until 5 p.m. Sunday, and then it's done.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
So we have reached the, I think we call it in Italian, crescendo, right? or the dessert part.
I have reached the crescendo.
The dessert part of the program with the Chidi's Linda and Luca from Cafe Chidi. And Emily, hold that up to the microphone.
Oh my gosh,
it's
so good.
It's a beautiful dessert. What is that?
It's a gorgeous tiramisu with a beautiful, is it like a creme anglaise or something in the bottom there?
Yes.
It's like light but delicious. It's really good.
Doesn't that mean something in Italian, tiramisu? Like pick
tiramisu,
me up?
Pick me up. Yeah.
Pick me up.
Yeah. Oh.
Did you know that?
It's done the trick. I feel picked up.
Oh, right.
Well, I know we ordered this so many times when we were at Cafe Chidi. This was super popular, correct?
Probably.
Didn't you make this in like trays, big trays?
Yes. This is probably our top-selling dessert of all time. And we do make it in trays for people that want to pick it up for events and such.
Mm-hmm.
It works out great.
I feel like you can really screw up tiramisu. Am I wrong? Like, I've had some pretty terrible tiramisu, I feel like.
Well, it's easy.
It's easy to do. Yeah.
This one, you have not screwed it up. It is, like I said, I like that it's light. Sometimes I feel like it feels very dense and heavy, but this one has a really nice lightness.
Sometimes it's not pick me up, it's a weigh me down.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So what are the ingredients in tiramisu?
The ingredients are espresso coffee, and you got to use espresso coffee. You cannot use any other.
Yeah.
That's the one that puts you down.
We actually brew the espresso in one of those old
Brandy.
Bialetti coffee machines.
Right? It's delicious, Steve.
It's called mocha.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we brew the coffee, and then we add
a little liqueur, brandy. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. And then
it's like a cloud in my mouth.
It is.
It's so light.
I mean,
and then we use real Savoiardi because that's another thing.
Yeah.
Some people will use like
angel food.
Mm-hmm. So Savoiardi are the classic.
What is it? I don't know the word.
Those are the lady fingers.
Lady finger cookies that we get from Italy. And then there's a technique if you dunk them too long, they're going to get soggy.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't dump them enough, they're not going to have any flavor. So the technique is important in there. And, of course, it's layered with mascarpone cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And
eggs. And that's about it. Mm-hmm. It's very easy.
A little bit of sugar.
Yeah. We won't hear that part.
But wait, there's more.
What
are the other two desserts you brought?
So we also brought you a cannolo, which is the singular version of...
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Cannolo.
Cannolo.
I hear I've said cannoli my whole life when there's only one in front of me.
Cannoli for more than one, yeah.
Plural. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So we brought one of those for you, and that's the filling
you
is...
You brought one, correct?
One.
So I think Mrs. Garner's probably listening, and she's going, that better come home to me.
Well, I didn't want it to get soggy, so
get it.
Yeah, we fill those to order.
Oh.
Yeah, we fill them to order, so they won't get soggy on you, and they're filled with ricotta, whipped cream.
Pistachios,
chocolate chips.
Chocolate chip.
We soak the raisins in a little liqueur.
Wow.
Yeah. So and again, just
like
a little bit
one.
Of sugar, some whipped cream, and pretty classic,
it's
I think.
Beautiful. With the maraschino cherry.
With the maraschino cherries, yes.
That's beautiful.
And then we also have some of our chocolate biscotti. And again, if you're going to have one, it's a biscotto.
Oh,
I didn't know that either. Wow, educational this
it is
morning.
Educational, yeah.
Oh, I love this.
I do too.
I've got to impress someone with this. Like, did you want a biscotto or biscotti?
There you go.
Well, what's the difference, Steve? One is singular, one's plural.
Yeah.
Gee, I didn't know you knew so much.
As long as you don't come in, Steve, ordering gnocchi.
Oh, people do say gnocchi.
I bet people say all kinds of.
Yeah, or
gnocchi or something.
Gnocchi, yes. Or
gnocchi is more
right.
More appropriate.
Or bruschetta. Yeah.
Well, hear you say it. How do you say it? We should hear it.
Bruschetta.
And how about the gnocchi?
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi. I got. Okay. Did you say bruschetta?
Bruschetta.
Oh, accent on the first syllable.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I was doing me too.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're getting an education.
Got to work on it here.
Getting schooled in proper Italian.
I need more of this.
Anytime.
Do you have a wine list? Or not?
Not that big.
We have a very short wine list. Because we're small, we decided to keep it very simple. We have a Chianti Classico that we serve and a Pinot Grigio.
That's right.
And that goes wonderful with our food. We also have some fun spritzes that we make and little bottles of Prosecco. So you can come and have a cocktail type thing with your dinner.
The time has come to say arrivederci, Linda and Luca. What is your address?
Well, yeah, we're at 2792 4th Street, across from the Flamingo, next to Hanks Creekside. Okay. We're sit back a little bit from the 4th Street, but we're there.
Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Saturday.
4:30 to 7:38, 8:39, depending on what days and
how. All depend. Yeah.
And place order ahead, pick up, and delivering free to Oakmont on Wednesday.
Yes.
By Luca himself.
And Luca himself. So you get an autograph. This is pretty cool.
And we'd love to help you out with any of your special events.
Yes.
So catering for sure.
Thank you so much for coming in
thank
and making this a very special
thank
welcome.
You. Thank
really
you.
Really appreciate it.
Emily
thank
Ashlam, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So great to be
thank
here.
You.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week, Emily.
Can't wait.
And listeners, can't wait to talk again. I'm Steve Garner. Stick around. More great listening to come. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour.
Agricultural community farmers markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week year-round.
This season, market choices in Santa Rosa are growing with the new Downtown Santa Rosa Market Sundays from 10 to 2 at Old Courthouse Square. And of course, the tradition continues Saturdays and Wednesdays from 8:30 to 1 at the Santa Rosa Community Farmers Market in Farmers Lane Plaza. Coyote Family Farm brings vibrant summer blooms, veggies, and leafy greens. Try the sweet strawberries from Cam and Stony Point Farms. They're like sugar bombs. Camacho and Triple T Farms